On a Monday morning, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. On this day in 1995, at 9:02 a.m., a massive explosion rocked Oklahoma City. It sent a plume of gray dust into the blue spring sky. The emergency workers arriving at the scene didn't realize at the time, but they were responding to the worst act of domestic terrorism in the nation's history. As Kurt Gwartney with member station KGOU reports, some of those workers and survivors are now recalling events for visitors to the Oklahoma City National Memorial and Museum.
Even when it rains in Oklahoma City like it did this past weekend, people still come out to the outdoor bombing memorial site. Susan Koo of Ann Arbor, Michigan was visiting for the first time.
I remember the tragedy, and my prayers are for all the people that lost family members. My thoughts and my prayers are for the people of Oklahoma City this weekend and this week as they have the anniversary for this. So I thought I'd come and see the memorial.
It was here 15 years ago where Timothy McVeigh parked a yellow Ryder truck packed with an explosive mixture of fuel oil and fertilizer in front of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building. When the bomb detonated, it sheared off one side of the structure, killing 168 people and injuring more than 800 others. Now some of the survivors, family of those killed, and first responders have returned to the blast site to record their stories as a permanent archive for the museum. Oklahoma City firefighter Chris Fields was one of the first on the scene.
Sergeant Avery, at the time, came around the corner and said he had a critical infant. He handed her to me, and looking back now, evidently that's when one of the photos was taken. And me and the IMSA paramedics both knew and recognized that she'd already passed away.
That photo of Fields holding a dusty and limp Bailey Allman in his arms won a Pulitzer Prize and became an iconic image. Even today, mourners pause in front of the small, empty chair with Bailey's name on it. It's near a reflecting pool where the Murrah Building once stood amid the field of 168 empty chairs, one for each victim. For Richard Williams, surviving the blast meant he was trapped in rubble from the building he managed for the federal government. Williams credits making it out alive to Oklahoma City police officer Terry Yakey.
He was one of those first responders that got to the building within minutes. And then the only thing he saw sticking out of the rubble pile was my left arm. He felt I didn't have a pulse. Somewhere in that process, I think I remember him saying, "Hold on, I'll be back." He went out, he came back in, he literally dug me out and carried me out of the building like a baby.
Richard Williams not only survived, but became a board member of the foundation that built and oversees the memorial. For Amy Petty, April 19, 1995 started as a routine day at her office in the Federal Employees Credit Union.
I remember in that split second just hearing just a roar. That's the only way I know how to explain it. It was just a roar. It was just deafening. And just feeling a powerful rushing sensation like I was falling to the floor. And I was falling, but I wasn't falling to the floor. I was actually falling three floors with the building.
Even though the bombing was 15 years ago, and its death toll eclipsed by the 9/11 attacks in 2001, the memorial still draws thousands of people each month. The Oklahoma City National Memorial plans to continue recording survivors, family members, and first responders as long as people want to keep telling their stories. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Gwartney in Oklahoma City.